Yeah, welcome at this afternoon. I'm Roland. I will talk to you about PTXDIST, as my previous speaker already mentioned it. I'm a systems integration hacker at Pingotronics. We are a small company in Hildesheim near Hanover, if you've heard about it. Yeah. So what is this? Oh, sorry. So what is PTXDIST in one slide? It's basically a build system, like if you know Yocto or OpenEmbedded or BuildRoot or even OpenWRT. So you put in things you want on your platform, on your embedded device, and then you wait some hours, and then you get an image out of it, which you can flash on your target. And our building blocks are basically GNU-make. We do a lot of dependency handling with it because it's basically built for this, so we can reuse it. We do the dependency handling in kconfig, and which also gives us a nice menu for the user to select the packages that you want and select the sub-options and whatnot. There is some glue code in Bash and AWK, which handles the dependencies between kconfig and make. So it basically transforms the kconfig symbols, the dependencies from kconfig into the GNU-make dependencies, and does some other things under the hood, so you don't have to type so much. Yeah. The first versions of PTXDIST go back to at least 2003. That's the earliest version I could find. There are probably some older versions, but I couldn't find those. Yeah, so it's basically older than, I think, BuildRoot started in 2010, and Yocto is... 2001? Oh, okay, then I'm wrongly informed. Excuse me about that. But, well, it's an old project, and I think it isn't known so much, so basically that's what this talk is trying to change. But now we do mostly monthly releases, so every release, every month there's a new release, and which is basically just version bumps for packages, so yeah. Overall license for PTXDIST and all the recipes are GPL2. Yeah. And now we also have this shiny new logo since, I think, 1 year ago. Because we're basically just a collection of recipes. We have this, this cooking penguin. And an online documentation which is generated from restructured text in Swings. Yeah. And you can read this online. Yeah, some statistics. I did this for the previous release. 2020.01 is already out, but my slides were prepared last month. So we have about 914 target packages and 184 host packages. We're also providing some pre-built toolchains for about 18 plus minus platforms. architectures like mostly ARM, like ARM 4.4 and V7 are very big, and of course the 64-bit version of ARM. And there are also some people using it on x86, but this is not the main focus. And of course RISC-V, and then some older PowerPC architectures. Yeah. I think the basic thing which you got to see for on the user interface side is this menu config. We have but they're not very big, menu configs. On the one hand, we have the menu config for your user space, for your user land, which you can select, in which you can select all your target packages. Like, I don't know, we have here shell and console tools, scripting languages like Python, for example, networking tools, I don't know, IP tables, NF tables, what you need, disk file utilities, communication, applications, well, everything that doesn't fit in the, into the other. editors like VM and Nano, test suites, web applications, Nginx, you name it, and graphics and multimedia like Qt, Wayland, yeah, and Xorg still. And on the other side, everything that's not user land, like kernel and barebox, bootloader, which is barebox for us. but you can also build, of course, U-boot and I don't know, Opti is there in it. Basically, everything that's below the user land is selectable in this platform config. So you have this bare metal side on the platform config side and everything that's above it in the menu config.